to another exciting edition of Music Bay, brought to you once again live from the Brick Studios in Brooklyn. Thanks for housing us. Over here on my left, we got Rich.
What up, y'all?
And sitting in with us once again.
Yay, it's Kitana.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
All right, off of the strength of our last episode, what we talked about, the songs that were our guilty pleasures, we kind of hinted at doing a list about, you know, songs that would be considered kind of offensive.
Offensive shit, yeah. Unfortunately, Kitana, you did not have the opportunity to pick songs, so you're just going to listen to our songs and then roast them.
Exactly.
We appreciate that.
I do appreciate a good roast. There you go. So,
special shout out to Mickey. We miss you. We don't know where you've been, but we can't wait to see you again.
We do miss you. I miss you. All right. Let's get right into it. We don't got too much more time. Ooh, and this is my first pick. This is How Many Drinks by Miguel. The reason why this song is offensive is because it's just rape culture, 100%. This song is yeah.
All right, there's some falsetto here.
Yeah.
Well, he does want to be Prince, you know.
Well, I don't remember Prince leg suplexing the girl in the
I was just
concert.
About to say that next. Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, you don't
that.
Remember that?
He I did the. I forgot. Yeah.
Her neck got fucked up.
Yeah, it was funny
it
because
was like, KO.
I think SummerSlam was happening at the same time.
Maybe that's what he was saying. How many drinks till he can suplex?
No joke.
He's like, you ready to do something freaky? I'm going to need you to sign this affidavit, baby.
Now, this whole entire song is just him basically saying, like, look, I want to fuck, but I don't want to have to spend a lot of money to get you drunk to
That's
fuck.
Gross.
So how many drinks will it take for you to get drunk enough to make a bad decision?
Mm.
Yeah, I told you. It's the name of the episode is Offensive Shit, in case anyone was.
That is gross.
In case anyone forgot.
The only other person I can think of who did stuff on this theme would be Ludacris, with featuring T-Pain.
Or R. Kelly.
That's already offensive. Exactly. That's already offensive.
I've heard enough of this song.
Move it along. Is this the Let Me Lick You Up and Down Till You Say Stop? Is it this one?
Everything about the imagery, the auditory satisfaction of what my aunties and uncles and grandparents were listening to and thought it was just appropriate to just play throughout the entire house.
I don't know why I just laughed like a movie villain.
Because I'm pretty sure I was either 2, 3, or 4, worried about academics, worried about getting into prep school, finishing school is problematic.
Ooh, they did the
feeling so horny.
They did the 90s
oh, they got
shit where they
she's lip syncing for her life in this video.
The video is at the concert. That's a 90s ass move.
It was.
If I've ever seen one.
Then they got the girl, the video girl lip syncing.
Cocaine's
this was,
a hell of a
this
drug.
This was for the Spank Bank. You know, because then they could imagine that she was lip syncing to them and they'd be like, yeah. Mm-hmm. But what's offensive to you about this song?
Just everything about how this invaded and just like pillaged the innocence that existed before the song came out. Because
nowadays this is considered super softcore. Because right now they're like, yo, I'm just put my dick up in you, girl. Put my dick. Yeah. You know, they got that stupid whisper song. That's offensive as shit.
Oh, actually. I know.
But the Bing Bong Brothers do a great parody of it. Yeah, remember Lonely Island?
Oh, yeah.
Please let me show you my penis. Yo, girl, please let me show you my penis.
Rape culture.
No,
rape
they were making
culture.
Fun of no, the I Bing know. Bong. Yeah, the Bing Bong Brothers making fun of them.
I said please. But you also said penis, dude.
Let's keep going.
Yeah.
On the exact opposite end of the spectrum is another song that's offensive for a completely different reason.
Yes.
It exists.
This?
Just the beginning, first of all.
Yeah.
Do you see the caption?
Yeah, caption.
What?
The caption is just Chinese person talking, for those of you listening.
I love how she says, I go clubbing when she's like 10.
This is
the video of the real video of this is great, though.
Oh, she's
the video is hard.
The video is grumpy.
Right, let me just fill in listeners. This right now is Chinese food by Alison Gold. For those of you that might remember Rebecca Black's Friday, this is the same producer, and it's basically the same vein. It's just a white girl that's like way too young to do anything with her life is singing about her love of Chinese food after she's been out clubbing.
Hang on.
All night.
So what you're telling me is there's a producer out there taking white people's money.
Oh, he's making
and
a shit ton.
That he can turn your daughter into an internet sensation.
Well, he
this
did.
Does not mean superstar internet sensation. And people are signing up to do this.
Look, these
getting
parents,
their mentions destroyed. This girl had to be like private. She had to be homeschooled. I heard like Rebecca Black. I feel like she had to get pulled out of school. Like
well, this
it was
is Alison
like
Gold, not Rebecca. Rebecca Black.
Well, I'm sure
Rebecca Black. Yeah, she got fucked up too. But you know, her parents know better. Like they have access to the internet. They could have seen Friday and been like, ooh. But they were like, nah, this is a good idea, and we're gonna green light this.
Look at
shit.
The millions of views it's gotten.
It's
and then look, she did a video with Katy Perry. Your daughter could be the next girl to do a video with Katy Perry.
Yeah, nah.
Because Katy
I'm
Perry
done
did.
With this.
Katy Perry
this
did what was that? Last Friday night, and Rebecca Black was her next door neighbor, helping
yeah.
her put her look together.
It kind of helped her out a little.
Oh,
bit.
Here we go. This is you, Lance. I'm in, sorry,
oh,
not Lance.
Oh, no,
Terrence.
This is,
my bad.
Why is this a
not all black people look the same.
Again, I was just being a kid, minding my own business, and then this just decided to exist.
I feel like both the songs you chose, though, were not very offensive.
Again, like
this song's fucking awesome.
But would you hear this on PBS?
Depends on the show. They might use it like one of those like teenage shows, you know, when they have the shows. Ghost Rider. If
teenage
Ghost Rider came
PBS.
Out at that time, Ghost Rider was still out and they were trying to, you know, make it for the new generation so they wouldn't lose the funding. They would be like, yo, Ghost Rider, we're going to have
this
like a
terrible.
Version of this song.
I have a very particular.
Jamal, we have to find Gabby. She's doing cocaine in the
yeah,
restroom.
Yeah, and then they're running towards the coke dealer and they're like, smack my beep up. They use this for so many movies too. Like in
they
the
did.
What's it called? Goldie's
Charlie's
Angels.
Angels.
Goldie's.
I
know I was about to say
Goldie's
Angels.
Devils.
If PBS needs to do edgy, they'll just pick a song like Darude Sandstorm. They're not going to pick.
Oh,
but remember Kids Bop. Kids Bop
the
does a lot
song
of songs
to my
that are very inappropriate.
One of my favorite MMA fighters. Shout out to Vanderlei Silva. This is
man, this song is
well,
great.
You
the prodigy.
It. This is your
oops, sorry.
This is your song.
Yes. All right. So again, I was just being a child minding my own business and I just discovered a different lane of music that I just didn't I got sucked into a rabbit hole and soon I was, you know, restrictions were placed on me where, you know, I couldn't do anything makeup or nail painting related. No black, aww. No goth, no.
Can you just tell them what the goddamn song is?
Yeah, did you smack
no, no.
did you smack people up after
no,
hearing
no.
the song? Is that
I,
what it did
no,
to you?
No, no. Oh. I guess it was an issue with me hearing the word bitch in a song that wasn't a rap song because I lived in a very heavily rap-centered household. So, I mean, the words are the same. I didn't see anything wrong with it. But then there was the string of mass, you know, school shootings and things were on the rise as well. And, you know, they always talk about what the kids were listening to when they were loners.
I think this
and
makes it worse because the only words in the song basically are smack
take
my
picture.
Yep,
smack
I
my
remember
bitch
that.
Up.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I have a particular, by the way, this is Prodigy, smack mm-hmm. my bitch up in case you haven't fucking realized by now. But I have a very particular memory attached to this song and it's mad inappropriate. Back when people were streaming things off of Kazaa and LimeWire, and that was the only way that I could find full-length porn videos.
Napstar.
I found a porn compilation video that had this song set to it. So, yeah.
Yeah, they do that with a lot of porn compilations, and actually, this song.
Every time
is
I hear
yeah.
this song, I think of...
a porn compilation.
I won't okay. name the exact porn compilation. That's a little...
And he remembers the name.
If this were Titty Talk, I would say exactly what it was, who made it, who edited the shit. And everything, because yes,
let's
I do remember. But
I do love the fact that in the video they decided to have the perpetrator of all of the actions be a woman.
No.
Because no one saw that coming.
What else we got?
All right, next song.
Just his voice is very
everything,
offensive.
I'm just
R. Kelly's.
This
I'm
is
gone
R. Kelly.
Flaccid. Thank you.
This
Kelly.
Is called Real Talk. Any R. Kelly song would have been appropriate for this. But this is, I think, his worst one. It's just basically a phone argument with his girlfriend.
Who we assume is his girlfriend.
Yeah, it, with
well,
his,
literally.
With the lady of his life, yeah.
Literally. I'm doing this for the fans that I know. Wow. I still sage him, but number number is still his most offensive.
Well, you got to listen to the lyrics, though. This is pretty incredible. This
I'm
probably
afraid.
How argues in real life, though. Establish with you.
Establish. What's it's offensive
his,
besides
he's getting his
him?
Hair braided at the same time as this argument is happening?
Wait, listen. Did she say there were other guys there?
Did she say there were other guys there? Were there other guys there? Well, tell me this.
How the fuck she know I was with the mother girl? What a jackass. What?
This was when he was doing his like sing talk thing, which he was never the best singer anyway, but now they like he's just offensive on so many levels.
This is called gaslighting. And if someone
that's
says
that's exactly what this is. This is offensive as fuck. It's just gaslighting.
Is there one more there one more song on here?
Cause yeah, cause
I think there's
I'm
not much
him.
To talk about when it comes to this douchebag. You know? Let's move it along.
I'm definitely done with that.
And again, right. I have to ask you why you thought this was offensive.
Okay, again, it always starts with me.
Was it from Beavis and Butthead?
Oh, no, no,
oh, okay,
because
this is how I found it on Beavis and Butthead.
I found this
Beavis
on WXRK.
Do you need to, wait, why don't you take a minute to explain what Beavis and Butthead is for our younger listeners
oh,
out there?
Oh, exactly. My gosh. It was a fucking awesome show by Mike Judge. And basically, it was just these two kids at the time, and they were watched, you know, they would have their own storyline, but they'd also watch music videos and make fun of them. And this was one of the music videos. I remember watching this as a kid and being like, oh my God, they said penis.
Yeah, it was like Mystery Science Theater from music videos almost. Yeah.
My bass player is friends with one of these guys, actually.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
No, again, like after the fact, I do love what this was and what it was supposed to be. But back then, I was just like, why am I listening intently to a guy talk to generally anybody just about his penis? And I'm like,
because
why am I enthralled? But I cared about the story. Like, it was just weird.
This is
he's telling a story about it's an odyssey, if you will.
Who's the artist again? King Missile?
Yeah,
King Missile, yo.
King Missile, detachable penis.
And then
penis.
Think about that name, King Missile, and his penis is missing. Yeah.
He really doesn't like being without his penis for too long.
I mean, to be fair, I don't like being without my penis at all.
And yeah, see?
Sometimes like, I wake up in the middle of the night in a cold sweat.
If your
and I just
penis detached itself, wouldn't you want it back? Wouldn't you not walk around the city looking for it?
I feel like...
What if you just woke up one morning and just no vagina, just gone? It's...
Yeah, that would suck. But
where are you gonna keep your spare change now?
See the man, bruh.
Ah, nasty
continuity. I love that. That was a throwback.
Jesus Christ! Oh Lord.
I guess there's always analingus.
analingus, yeah. You know what? Hashtag
my
analingus.
Favorite backdoor. Honestly, like after R. Kelly, this just doesn't do it for me though. This just doesn't.
Well, it's not offensive. It's just a wonderful song.
It's not as offensive as just R. Kelly's existence. The whole entire thing for this episode could have just been like R. Kelly exists, and
right.
Then
yeah,
we
but
just
you don't want to have a you don't want to waste a whole episode on that piece of shit.
Yeah, I'd really rather
seriously.
Not as well.
I would.
You're gonna lose listeners from that.
I'll tell you why it's worth it because there are some people out there who still rock with R. Kelly.
Yeah, and
still,
those people are never going to change their minds about it. Many of them are women who will just down you for. You're just going talking against same like the ones who still love Chris Brown and whatnot. You're never going to change anyone's mind.
Yeah. All right.
We're getting the wrap up.
On that note, we should wrap it up anyway.
I would like to do a little shameless self promotion very quickly. Though.
Absolutely. Go ahead. Do your thing.
I have
girl.
A band called Rebel Hooks with an S. And we're on Instagram, Rebel Hooks. And Facebook, Rebel Hooks. And that's it.
Cool. Do you want to plug your music as well, Terrence?
Oh, it's still in the vault. So.
Oh shit! Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's in the vault. No one's supposed to.
We have three musicians here. Yeah, we all perform. My band, of course, you can find online. You can find Ruckus online at facebook.com/RuckusNYC. RUCKUS
MOUSE.
God damn you.
All right, so when does Music Bay going to take over some random karaoke spot and invite listeners to kind of come and jam with us? Because that's something I kind of want to do now.
Absolutely. We will. You know what? If you are interested in hanging out with myself and Terrence and Katana and Mickey, wherever she may be, and maybe other celebrities, I'm using that term very loosely, from the Gifted Sounds Network. Let us know. Message us. Maybe we'll do karaoke. Maybe we'll just have like a fan meetup at a bar. And maybe we'll just tweet when we're at our local Department of Social Services waiting to get some food stamps. I don't know. Well, just let us know if you would like some sort of meetup or whatever. We would love to schedule something. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram, Music Bay, and Instagram and Facebook. Like and subscribe. And once again, check out all the other podcasts on the Gifted Sounds Networks. I'm not going to go through them all because I always forget anyway. I'm not going to force Lance to do it and put him on the spot because he always forgets, even though he produces all the motherfuckers. But suffice to say that we have a podcast for everything that you could possibly be interested in. And if we don't have it, then that means it doesn't matter enough.
Or it's illegal.
And usually I do try to tell you guys to also add and include extra songs and names for our themes. But since this one is offensive shit, and the risk of not triggering people who don't want to relive terrible experiences, some choices you might want to just hang on to for yourself. We're sorry for making you think of them. And maybe message us, I don't know, individually or privately about the songs. And hopefully we won't be, I don't know, in a bad space when we hear about them. But yeah.
Yeah, and on that note, you know, this is offensive shit, so what better way to end it with Chris Brown? Because there's never a right time to say goodbye, but I'm going to beat my girlfriend because I have no self-control. Yeah.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, well, he's a monster. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
He's
we will see you.
He's an example of black don't crack. He's an example of black that cracks. Well. Stay off drugs, kid.
Yeah, stay off drugs.
Stay off the drugs, kids.
Remember,
it'll
don't
crack your black.
Don't hit people, and yeah, don't have sex with underage women. There you go. There you or go. Underage people at all.
Easy.
There you go. For the rest of the Music Bay people, for Terrence, Katana, Lance, and the ghost of Mickey, we will see you next time. Peace.
Later.
This has been a Gifted Sounds production. You can check out Music Bay and more podcasts on giftedsounds.com. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. Thank you for listening.